Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode number 43 of the TV Dads Wrestling Podcast. My name is Vexx, along with your host, Mr. Johnny Zero.
The people's hero, and I'm glad to be here. How's everybody doing out there in
Johnny
podcast
Zero,
land?
Johnny Zero, Johnny Zero. We are at the world famous 3-day Knievel Fair.
Yeah, and it's a long way down there, brother. This is no joke. You see all these guys out here tenting. Hey, what's up, man? How you doing, brother? These guys are tenting out here. Tenting. You got RVs. You got all kinds of motorcycles on both sides.
Most definitely. There's a van convoy. There's all kinds of things.
There's some strange fellas in cloaks. Trench coats with hoods on. I don't know what that's all about. But, I mean, this place is packed, guys. This is awesome.
Now,
hey, what's up, dude?
It's a wide open area.
Hey, brother.
They're going to have the Rocket on day number 3, the most amazing, complicated wrestling event to ever grace the planet Earth in the history of athletics.
Yes, it is. And I'm getting this on my computer right now is the schematics of it. They will be using a variation of the X1 Rocket Sky Cycle that, if you guys know Evel Knievel, when he jumped the Snake River, he had launched in the X2 Sky Cycle. And they had taken the other one off. Remember, there was a malfunction as it jumped off. If you look at it closely on your YouTube thing, look at Evel Knievel jumping the Grand Canyon, you'll see that. And this is the version that he actually preferred, to my understanding. At least that's what I've been informed. And this would have been it would go straight, more horizontally across. But that would have killed him. I mean, they didn't make it all the way across, but I'm like, God, man. God bless his soul, man.
Now, this is a 3-day long pay-per-view event being broadcast around the globe as we speak.
Yes, sir.
If you're hearing this, you called your local cable provider and you paid for the extra package.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you for all your support. And hopefully you'll get some of those Easter eggs we have in the extra package.
Now, Mr. Zero, sitting next to me is a brand new World's Television Heavyweight Championship belt.
And it is beautiful.
It belongs to the one and only Mr. Brady, the greatest competitor in modern athletics today.
Well, he's definitely the world's television champion, best wrestler on television.
The current World's Heavyweight Champion, the Duke of Chicago, has a new strap himself, which Johnny Zero has at his behest.
Yes. Yes, they have remade the world championship belt. This is platinum. It's diamonds. It's rubies. It's sapphires, I guess, and gold and silver. I don't know. Wow, that's kind of bright to even look at, man. Did you see that?
The Duke of Chicago's new belt. Now, the winner
both of these belts
of the Rocket Extravaganza takes home that strap, Mr. Johnny Zero.
Absolutely. And it looks like they're going to have a match. They're going to have Evans versus Evans 2, the rematch. That's what I'm getting through the...
it's a 3-day event. You're going to have a lot of wrestling, as they say,
yes,
sir.
Yes, a lot of wrestling.
The official main event is supposed to be the World's Heavyweight Champion. The World's Heavyweight Champion battling on a Rocket against the number one contender who initially is supposed to win the Battle Royale, as Johnny Zero said.
Yes, and Royale meaning that it's over-the-top rope to the floor elimination, but this will be the top 10 contenders in the world, and pinfalls and submissions count as well, similar to...
I thought it was over the top rope only, Mr. Johnny Zero.
Not with the E on the end.
Now, I have a question for you, sir. Who is officiating in the squared circle where you could have 50 men battling simultaneously and you'd have a pinfall or a submission? Who's going to be able to call it?
That's the thing. I would hope it would be Mr. Cunningham, but,
he hasn't been around in quite a long time,
I know, but wouldn't that be a great idea?
We know that the former Bundy, Ted Lawson, is now the new commissioner in charge of everything, and this entire event's brought to you by the Supreme Ruler, Jerry Springer, who's running for the governorship of the great state of Illinois.
I'm hearing that Ross Perot might have something to say about that. He's back out of the hospital. Everybody's counted him out. As far as the top 10 contenders go, if you only have 10 men in the ring, there's much more room to do that. These are the top of the top. These are the best of the best athletes in the world.
My understanding specifically is that we had begun with 50, and then they had off-camera eliminations, which leads us to the point that there are 10 men currently that we are going to begin this battle royale with. Is that correct, Johnny?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So they've whittled down to the 10 best. Now, Johnny, if you could please read the list to our worldwide audience, who are the 10 competitors in the squared circle of the battle royale? And the winner faces Mr. Brady on night number 2 for that World Heavyweight Television Championship.
The best wrestler on television, yeah. And also, let's not forget, the first pair of magnetic boots are also in
very, very important.
Yeah, you better believe it. Going up on a rocket. I mean, these guys are, I mean, we're breaking history here, folks.
Breaking history?
I mean, like, when
it's shattered.
Absolutely. I mean, like, if that thing takes off the wrong way, your ankles could snap.
And I'm going to say, for the fucking record, Mr. Johnny Zero,
yeah,
I am going to be nowhere near the rocket when rocket shit is ensuing.
Well,
I am going to be on the other side of the canyon with a cold beverage and my ascot be having my feet massaged by the official fucking feet masseuse who work for the Bloody Stash Clothing Company.
Hey, Sly, what's up, man?
What's up, man?
Hey, Sylvester Stallone just showed up, and looks like Kurt Russell, too, man. We got some celebrities here out in the audience. This place is packed.
The most important and powerful celebrity
wow.
in all of the world is Mr. Brady, and he, sir, is not here yet until day 2.
Now, I'm getting something in here. Somebody's got a camera down there. I'm zooming in down near the bottom of Snake River at the canyon. That's Tattoo, man! Tattoo is loading in. What's that? Were the gators, alligators, into the water down there? Looks like it. And looks like Mr. Big is helping him out. What the hell's that all about?
Tony Soprano.
They don't even have alligators in. Do they in Idaho or whatever?
Dakota.
God bless them, North Dakota. You know, they don't have. That means they're going to be out of their temperature. They're going to be ready to bite. Should not be illegal, man. I mean, illegal. Excuse me. I can't believe you see that down there. That's Tattoo. I told you he was involved with stuff. There he is rolling up into his little... Oh, my God. He's out of here now. Now I'm the bad guy with the broke Tattoo. I'm telling you straight up.
Johnny Zero, if you could focus, my friend.
Well, I'm trying. I
need you to read the 10 competitors remaining for the Battle Royale.
Well, number one, of course, will be our giant, Sergeant Frederick Gwynn. At number two will be the Ayatollah of Bipolar. Sheikh Xerxes Muhammad Al Cleaver. We also have Ricky Ricardo, the lightning kick, and New, who made it somehow to our federation, which our alliance, which is our promotion, which he has taken the place of Bull from Night Court. You remember the Trailer Park Express took out their legs.
I do, in fact, remember their legs were damaged. Who is taking the place of Bull from Night Court, Johnny Zero?
Sergeant Shawshank from Shawshank Redemption. This guy, I don't understand. He's not technically a TV dad. He was in Pet Sematary 2. Apparently, he has some in with Sergeant Gwynn. He's part of this uprising and the security that's going on. I mean, this has reached a fever pitch, the situation here. What's going on? And after that, we have... And number 6, we have the Living Dream, John Goodman, the homage to Dusty Rhodes, if you will. At number 7, we have still in there fighting Triple B, Boom Boom Bonaducci. After that we have Bo Duke. After that we have the Velvet One, the Velvet Elvis, Jeff Foxworthy, and I don't know how this works because technically it's supposed to only be 10 men, but somehow the Gimposaurus
has made his way into the top 10 for the Battle Royale to compete for not only the TV Heavyweight Championship, but also the world title.
Yes, and the winner of the match getting the first magnetic boots in the world's first skyrocket match ever. But the thing I don't understand, Bex, is this has Jerry Springer written all over it. Because what happens if one of those trapeze things that they hold on to, that one of the Gimposaurus is broken open? It's like Devastator from Transformers. I mean, like, does that make it, you know, does that somehow invalidate someone's victory or validate someone else's, you know, elimination? I mean, that's the Gimposaurus, as I know it, is it's 7 men, correct?
I have no comment on this, sir. I couldn't speak on it. I thought it was five, but what do I know?
Well, that's what I'm saying. How do we know with the trench coat and everything over top of it? I mean, there's people wearing them out in the audience here tonight. That's kind of weird. But my point is, they're little people, and God bless them. But that would still make it more than 10 men, correct? I mean, do they compete as one? How does that work? I'm just curious.
Johnny Zero, this is beneath my pay grade. I don't set up matches. I am not this person. I am an employee of the TV Dads Wrestling Podcast, exclusively under the banner of the Bloody Stash Clothing Company. Mm-hmm. And that is all I can speak on.
The BSC. I understand that, but I just as a... For our listeners out there,
it's BSCC Clothing Company.
This
trademark pending.
That was good. The thing is, it's just a natural question to have. How you have five men? I don't care if it's five, ten, eight, and it all become this one big, giant mountain of punishment for any opponent. I just, what happens if one of them if they get broken apart, do they get eliminated? Does that make it more than 10 men? Or what if, it's just a very interesting question. I mean, this Gimpasaurus is just unbelievable.
An exciting, dynamic match, to say the least. Let's go over the list one more time and do the tail of the tape. You've got the original giant of pro wrestling in the TV Dads Wrestling Federation, Sergeant Gwynn.
The giant thespian.
Tremendous reach, tremendous power.
Yes.
He's been bloodthirsty for several years, and frankly speaking, was the first ever television heavyweight championship
in the
TV Dads Wrestling Federation.
Yes, he was. Yes, he was. In many ways, you could say, as much as we don't like him because we can't say the HM, the Herman word, around him.
I can't even believe you have the audacity to verbalize it right now on worldwide television pay-per-view.
I understand it, but I'm sure he's got bigger fish to fry right now. I mean, you got the top 10 contenders in the world. Gwynn, I mean, the man's what, 7'2" now? I think he's 7'2" without the platform boots. He's still wearing kind of platforms with these, even with the Sergeant Trooper outfit on. You have Ward Cleaver, the Ayatollah of Bipolar. The abusive man.
Now, I'm going to tell you the truth of it. When the TV Dads Wrestling Federation began many moons ago, Ward Cleaver is one of the original people. He came out, he was in black and white back then, and he would compete, and he slowly morphed into some kind of a Nazi representation.
He had 4R. What was that all about?
The Fourth Reich, I believe, although it was never been substantiated.
Yeah, right.
And then he finds Allah or Muslimism or something. I don't know.
Yeah, and that also coincides with the enforced wellness program by Jerry Springer, where the wrestlers are not allowed for any psychological
medications. Exactly.
Exactly. It doesn't matter. He doesn't care if they use roids or anything else. The guy's that's what he does. But he figures that makes higher ratings. He doesn't care about anyone's family and so forth. And the beatings to June Cleaver have been worse.
Listen, you know it. I know it. Everyone knows
stop
it.
It. That's don't.
June
don't
Cleaver's
say
a whore.
That. She's a great woman.
You get what you deserve.
That lady is
you
a
trampy
nice lady.
Bitch.
That's a nice lady, dude. And see Wally stand up to him. And Wally's. I mean, how many times have we seen Wally with a broken ankle here?
He's weak. He's got weak ankles. Stop. Okay, you're killing me with this. I'm telling you that this is a formidable opponent. You got the Cleaver facing off in the ring. He's a sheik of some kind. The next person, Ricky Ricardo, might be the most dangerous athlete in the entire ring this evening.
Yeah, you could make an argument there. Absolutely. Raylan Pega, the Lightning Man, the Lightning Kick. He's definitely he incorporates the styles of capoeira with professional wrestling. He is a multiple MMA star. I mean, what can't you say that's good about Ricky Ricardo? I mean, in the ring. I mean, I know he had the problem with George Lopez. I don't know.
Now, the thing of it is, Ricardo is nothing more than a landscaper. But I got to tell you, those guys work in the sun for a long period of time. They're very angry. And they carry knives, and they're just bad people, and he could destroy everybody in this entire thing.
His entire high school class is out here to support him. Ricky Ricardo,
the next athlete,
class gentleman, class
I've
act.
Never heard of. I don't even know how he qualifies to be in our federation, but by all means, explain, Johnny Zero.
Oh, Sergeant Shawshank? Something to do with Fred Gwynn, because he's replacing bull from Night Court. And it's due to the law enforcement, you have to ask Jerry Springer about it. I have no idea. But he makes one hell of a Frankenstein, I'll tell you that. Pet Sematary 2, if you remember Pet Sematary 1, Gwen was in that. And if you notice the Trailer Park Express, Peaches and Jim Varney took out Lurch and Bull. But apparently Lurch has been a little bit more spry in his return than Bull from Night Court is, and he's going to be filling in for him.
So technically, did Bull qualify, or did this person qualify?
Dude, with the 50, meaning the original 50, yeah, he apparently qualified.
He who qualified. Who was the one who qualified for the match in the original 50?
Shawshank.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So. Moving down the list is Patrick Morita, who I feel is washed up and a useless athlete today in the TV Dads Wrestling Federation.
Really? You think he's washed up?
It's over. It's like Andrew Luck with a lacerated kidney 2 years ago. It's just over,
come.
Johnny.
He still dominates.
Once a great athlete, once a great competitor. But I got to tell you, recently, not so much.
Look, man, I'm just saying, when we come up for the match of the year, he's in like two of the 10 candidates. The match he had with Ritter, Morita Ritter was
Ritter
great.
Is half a man at best.
Well,
he's got cadaver knees.
He can't even make it through a wrestling contest, which
we witnessed a few weeks back.
Knees. Well, he's taking more of a managerial role with the stance.
That's my point. So the great Morita is facing off at half a man at best.
But I'm saying when that match happened, though, that was not the case.
In the 1970s, yes, he was a formidable athlete.
Mr. Miyagi,
but it's been a long
Captain Avenger
time.
That was a good match. You said it yourself.
I did not. I will not. He is no
that was a
pro
great
wrestler.
Match. That was a 4.5 star match. I gave it 4.5. 4.5 stars.
Just because you can't count doesn't mean that I'm going to sit here
and
lie
count?
To a worldwide audience.
You don't have
that
to lie
someone
to anybody.
Is qualified when they are clearly unqualified to
guys,
compete in the ring.
Look at the history of our federation, and you can find it on there. That's got to be one of the matches of the year. I'm just telling you, I've seen the early submissions, the early candidates for match of the year.
Did you say nocturnal emissions? Why are you bringing up such things during a wrestling bout?
No, I said the early admissions. The early submissions.
Nocturnal emissions, yes, sir.
For the early submissions for candidates, rather, for the match of the year. They are the Morita Ritter match happens to be on there. And then after that, you're looking at the living dream here.
Now,
this
living
is another
dream
big man.
Is Lamont Sanford's tag partner.
Yes, he is.
They are fantastic, high-flying, powerful tag team competing in the world today.
Yes.
Mr. John Goodman.
Oh, absolutely.
He's the fat one, though. Though he's very strong, and I wouldn't want him to get his hands on me, he's not a high flyer by any stretch of the imagination.
I've heard some of their house shows, they're using the Dream Warriors song from Nightmare on Elm Street 3, and sometimes they even come up to separate themes. I mean, because Lamont is always walking on sunshine.
Because at the end of the day, Lamont is the better athlete of the two, and that's my point. I have no idea why Lamont Sanford is not being represented.
I know, but we're talking about a battle royale here. So the bigger man, usually with these guys, you don't know who's going to team up with who. Sometimes they want to get the bigger man out of the ring first. Like, that's why Gwynn, you might see a Triple B or a Velvet Elvis, team up to get the Giant out of the ring, because then it limits the talent you have to survive against. And then just when you think you teamed up with somebody, they turn on you. That's just common sense, man. I mean, this guy's 7'1". I mean,
stop! You're always lying about the height of athletes in the TV Dads Wrestling Federation. I don't know who's paying you or who's
paying me for
making
what
you do your tabloid reporting. But
you
that's
tell
seven
me,
foot
you
tall.
Tell me, Fred Gwynn is not 7 feet tall.
Yeah, 6'2" at best.
You're crazy.
And then he puts on platform boots.
Oh, you're crazy, crazy, crazy.
You know, the next person is my personal favorite,
the Giant of Wrestling,
topple everyone. Triple B, the former TV champion. Danny Boom Boom Bonaduce.
Boom Boom Bonaduce. Trips. Trips is a bad man, and he's angry after losing that TV title. Trips is, he's mad after losing that strap. You got to figure, man.
To Seaver, no less. To Seaver, man. Yeah. Like, of all the people in the world to drop your fucking strap to, like, fucking Seaver.
Yeah.
Who then got decimated by the great and powerful Mike Brady in 11 seconds.
But wasn't that, wasn't he paying to be in the BSC or something? Is that Did he not value his championship?
Listen, Johnny, yeah. I know that you're a tabloid reporter.
Speaking
the truth is just so hard for you, and I don't even blame you. I think it's sad that this is how you were raised, and this is who you are, and this is where you're from. But the reality of the situation is, as I look over to the left of me, the new World's Television Heavyweight Championship strap.
It's beautiful.
Look at that.
It's a beautiful
platinum
on
a red border.
Yes.
A fantastic, fantastic display. Belongs to Mr. Brady, not Triple B.
How does Mr. Brady leave you with personal items?
Because neither gentleman has been given the strap yet. If you look on your side of the table, they've given you the heavyweight championship.
Right.
Which, though technically is a more important belt in the wrestling today, because Mr. Brady's more prestigious, I've been given the TV strap on my side of the table because
it's the best wrestler on television. They're both world heavyweight championships.
He's just the greatest athlete in the world today.
I
was watching Return of the Jedi on my flight here today, Johnny Zero.
Yeah, cool.
And there's Mr. Brady
Luke
playing
in the black suit.
Jabba the Hutt. It was a fantastic thing, and God bless him. You know what I mean? He's the best.
He did a wonderful job as Jabba the Hutt and as the shark in Jaws.
Someone who I think is a
Thank
racist
you for breaking this story.
And an awful, awful athlete today is Bo the Racist Duke. And he is in this face off with the...
No, you've got him confused with Uncle Jesse.
The magnetic boots.
That's Uncle Jesse and Luke. If you remember, Bo Duke is... Dude, hands down, you could make an argument for him being the best worker in the world right now.
Oh my God, you're completely insane! Intoxicated right now?
No, I'm not.
Do you have sunscreen from our trip to Haiti?
Not at all. I'm telling you, I seen the guy work in the ring. I saw that colossal thing down there with Grady, but the guy can work. Just don't give him whatever you do. Don't hand him a microphone.
I think it's sad that you have no idea what you're talking about. But that's adorable and good
for
you.
What are you talking about? And then first of all, let's talk about Triple B. How this man was the world's television champion.
He's a bad man, Majama.
Oh, he's great.
He's my favorite to win.
I love Triple B. I have no problem with him whatsoever as a wrestler. The Bud Bundy incident. I wholeheartedly believe, as a wrestling journalist, that that was entirely Ted Lawson, or Ted Bundy at the time, if I remember correctly. That was him stomping on the stretcher. God rest his soul, Bud. I'm glad that Al got his name back, and they're bringing back, he stopped hanging around Star Wars conventions and going back to being the regular Al Bundy, which is great. He won his name back. Now, moving forward, the thing I don't understand is, Triple B, why didn't he won at Battle of the Belts? You have all year long to cash in at any time a chance at the World Heavyweight title should you decide pick the World Heavyweight Championship over the World Television Championship.
How can I speak on this?
Why wouldn't he take that?
I mean, how can I tell you what Triple B's motivation is? The bottom line is,
I thought maybe you might have been in.
He's strapless. The man has no title.
Right.
This is his way in. If he can win the Battle Royale and get the magnetic boots, he gets to face Mr. Brady tomorrow night for the World Heavyweight Television Championship, which everyone knows is more prestigious than the Duke of Chicago's belt. I mean, my goodness, it's the TV championship.
Well, you know what's going to happen also is we're having the Evans versus Evans rematch because of the I'm talking about as far as the World Heavyweight title goes. Before the main event at the Knievel Festival, because of the rumors there. Remember when the tear gas and corporal punishment came out, and that whole thing, and we both kind of
talking about Triple B, and now you got to bring up that tomorrow night's undercard is Evans versus Evans. Now the irony is, you know what I mean? It's not even for the World Heavyweight Championship. Evans versus Evans is just for the sake of it, because the belt has been promised to be defended on the Rocket itself. So my understanding is the Duke of Chicago is the heavyweight champion. That's just the way it is.
I would agree with you completely, but it does not guarantee that the final night of the Knievel Fest, who would be wearing that belt.
Or still standing.
Yeah, exactly. Even alive, even, with everything going on here. Wow.
So Evans versus Evans is a title belt?
Evans versus Evans for the World Heavyweight Championship.
What I find ironic is that that is the undercard event to Mr. Brady's World Television Championship bout because it is a lesser title.
Do you find that, did they give you match times or anything? I haven't gotten any.
The tomorrow night main event is whoever wins tonight faces Brady. That is the main event for day number two of Knievel Fest.
Well, from what I understand, though, you got to remember, see way over there, man, on the other side of the cliff, there's another ring set up over there too, where the rocket goes. So maybe they could be going on simultaneously for all we know. I don't know, and I don't really. I'm enjoying this time, and this is amazing, man. It's amazing. That's a long way down there, boy. I'll tell you what. Holy crap.
So the racist Bo Duke is facing off tonight. Additionally, after that is Jeff Foxworthy, who, though, is a formidable and challenging athlete, is part of the fucking dredge
your favorite,
of society.
Your favorite.
The dreaded Trailer Park Express.
Your favorite.
I fucking hate them.
Yeah, fans, it's true. I think secretly he has a 3/4-inch t-shirt with the Trailer Park Express.
I gotta tell you.
And a velvet painting of Jeff Foxworthy.
My allegiance is to the Bloody Stash Clothing Company and Mr. Brady as an athlete and an actor and a world famous person.
Pardon me.
Last but not least is the Gimposaurus. It doesn't make any sense to me. I don't
That's
get it.
What I was trying to ask you earlier. How does that make sense?
Gee, I don't know. I just asked you, John.
Well, I'm saying if it gets shattered, if somebody punches the Gimposaurus in the chest, right? And the arms fall off, they become individual wrestlers on their own, correct?
If only counts in horseshoes and hand grenades.
Horseshoes and hand grenades, good call. But I still think that Gwynn is still the most powerful wrestler. He's the giant of professional wrestling, the giant thespian. Sergeant Frederick Gwynn has to be the odds-on favorite. Has to be. Despite the amount of great workers, I mean, you got a Bo Duke in there, you have a Velvet, you have the Velvet one, you have... Ricardo, you have Morita, I would, Cleaver even, the Ayatollah of Bipolar. I would have to say just based on size alone that in a Battle Royale type of situation, even though pinfalls and submissions do count because it's Royale, I would still have to say that Fred Gwynn would be the odds-on favorite due to size. Would you agree with that?
To be completely honest with you, I'm thinking Triple B is the guy that could win it all. He could win the entire match and then ascend to face Brady. Now, you think size alone is Gwynn, but you're forgetting that this giant Gimposaurus is in the ring.
Right.
So if it comes down to size, why wouldn't Gimposaurus be the favorite? Or is it dexterity? Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah. Well, the thing is that's a very good question.
Gwynn is agile.
And let's not forget the Living Dream is not somebody...
He's nothing to be trifled with. Let's be real.
That's
that is a fantastic
that's a
athlete
big boy,
as well.
But he can move.
He's a fat fuck, but goddamn, he can wrestle.
Cardio is unbelievable. I just looks that way. I don't understand it. I mean, the guy, I've seen
a lot of beer there, Johnny Zero. A lot of beer.
Well, yeah, maybe. But, I mean, I've seen him work Broadways before, man. I mean, the guy's just unbelievable. 60 minutes. It's a very good question with the Gimosaurus and Gwynn, but I have to think that one person... being of one conscious mind would have a bigger, better chance than, you know, 5, 6, 7, how many gimps it takes to make the Voltron of sadness.
At last count, you got 5 guys total with the trapeze system inside.
Yes.
Now, to be honest, if they make it taller, they're going to have more competitors.
Yeah, it might make, who knows, they put a tail on it.
Now, I don't know the answer. Is this no disqualification? Are there rules? What's the situation?
It's pinfall, submission, and over-the-top rope.
I'm talking about disqualification.
Oh, no disqualification.
So weaponry, everything can be used? Because remember Frank Reynolds shot a man.
I don't believe that you're allowed to bring foreign objects in the ring, but I could be... You know, I could be wrong on this, but from what I understand, it's pinfall, submission, and over-the-top rope with the top 10 contenders in the world.
Lawson reinstituted. Like, you know, that guy's back in wrestling.
Yeah.
He shot a man.
He's a piece of shit.
And he's back in wrestling.
Yeah. He killed a man, too.
Wow.
Bud Bundy.
Oh, that was Lawson who killed him. I'm talking about the guy who shot him.
Oh, okay. I thought you were talking about Lawson. You're talking about Frank Reynolds.
Yes.
Yeah.
Frank Reynolds shot a man on national television, doesn't get prosecuted, and he's back in the sport.
Yeah, that's...
What kind of country do I live in?
dude, I wouldn't. It's not. I don't think it's anything to do with against your our country, buddy. I think it's just the rulership of your buddy, Jerry Springer.
How dare you? How dare you align me with the supreme ruler?
Well, whatever you want to call him, I kind of feel like his rule is kind of about coming to an end. Yeah,
you know, whatever. You can just make up lies and controversy
and
say whatever you
want. How long can you put that on come on, man.
John,
this is a sport. This is the greatest sport of kings, man.
John, I've got breaking news.
What's that?
I don't know if this is real.
Yeah.
You're a tabloid reporter, so you might have to vet the situation.
I don't.
But it seems as though, while trying to board his private jet to come to the wrestling event to defend his world heavyweight championship, the Duke of Chicago has been involved in gang violence in the city of Chicago and is in critical condition, and it's touch and go as we speak.
Oh, no. That's not good.
Now, if you remember, tomorrow night, it's Evans versus Evans 2. Is supposed to be the match that we're going to see leading up to whoever wins tonight against Mr. Brady.
Well, I told you about the breaking story that they were supposed to have that rematch, and you know, because when Corporal Punishment came out with the tear gas and all that, you know, the rumor had it that he dropped, you know, that James, the working man James Evans, threw that match.
I remember.
So everybody in his family would have held a world title. And he wanted to get his family back after he went to Mississippi, supposedly, in was that season 3 of Good Times, when he really went off to get his family, you know, back on the road by pursuing his professional wrestling career.
No, but you're missing the point here. The headline, it leads, it bleeds, the world's champion's in critical condition. Now, tomorrow night is day 2. Day 3 is the rocket for the world championship.
Yep.
My goodness.
Yes.
What is going to happen?
I have no idea. I guess we're just going to have to wait and see. We got to get some more injury reports on what's going on at the hospital with Duke of Chicago. Now, what kind of condition is he in here? I mean, what are we talking about?
It's touch and go. This is bad. This is dire, John. Like, this man could not live through the night, perhaps. I don't know.
Oh, dear God.
It's a sad.
I hope not. I dude, the Duke of Chicago, James, Jimmy Walker, James Evans Jr., whatever you want to call him, the DOC, this guy has you know, really shocked the world here. I mean, he did pull off an upset over arguably, you know, one of the top 5 workers in the world, I would still say.
I just can't believe that on the eve of Knievel Fest, which is the most prominent thing today in professional wrestling, our world's heavyweight champion is laid up in the hospital. John,
hey, what's up, brother?
This is a sad, sad experience, to say the least. I'm a little shocked, a little flabbergasted. What are your thoughts about it specifically, sir?
I guess we're just going to have to... You know, we have to just cross that bridge when we get there, man. I really, really don't know. But
now, unfortunately,
who would be the next contender?
All right, arguably, I would say it'd have to be Mike Brady, which is the world's heavyweight TV champion.
Sure.
But then it's a weird pecking order, because whoever wins tonight faces against Mike Brady tomorrow night. So technically, by default, we could have a new world's heavyweight champion being Mike Brady.
That could be possible.
Now,
what happens if Brady wins the Battle Royale?
But he's not in the Battle
Royale. I mean, at the Battle Royale. I mean, excuse me, I apologize. What if he wins? It's so confusing.
It is confusing. It's complicated, to say the least.
The Battle of the Belts, which we had, if you guys remember, was that, I don't know, months and months ago, when Triple B had won, at the time he was going as El Macho Duce, and won the World Television Championship. That gives you 1 year. It's almost like a Money in the Bank type of thing. You have one match a year anywhere. It could be a house show, it could be a television taping, could be, you know, one of our podcast specials, one of our internet exclusives. You can cash that in to have a chance at the World Heavyweight Championship because you're the World Television
Champion. But remember, he hasn't been the World Television Champion. We're 2 champions removed. Like, that doesn't make a great deal of sense to me.
But my question is, that comes with the belt, the World Television belt, doesn't mean the guy, to my knowledge. And that means for 12 months, 1 year straight, that should be still active for the if he lost the belt. That's the part of getting that that privilege.
We tremendously disagree, sir. I could not see that being the situation at all. I mean, you're just making up rules willy-nilly.
I'm not.
You're just upset
I'm only speculating. I'm only speculating.
Exactly.
Because he has
And you're putting out fraudulent information because at the end of the day, let's be honest, this is what you are. You're a tabloid reporter.
No, listen to what I'm saying to you. Brady has it in so well with Jerry Springer and the Springer Mafia and the BSC and all that stuff. He could pull some strings, man. He could pull some strings. I'm just telling you, don't be... Look, man, I'm only speculating. Just don't be surprised if some shit like that doesn't happen.
All right, John, that's our telephone line. I'm going to punch it in.
Yeah.
Please bear with me. I got to do some paperwork. We got to see who's calling us. Oh, it appears to be Buffalo Butt. Johnny, bear with me. I'm going to do some...
Buffalo Butt.
Hello.
Hey.
Can y'all hear me now? Hello.
Yeah. What's up, Buffalo Butt? How you doing, man?
Very tragic. I have the news. Hello. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
You see, Harry Tammy, he been injured now. The boys done shot him in the face. The world champion now. It's very sad.
Shot him in the face?
In the face.
Holy shit.
In the face. They shot the ball in the face there.
Where's Florida?
Excuse me. What did you say?
Where's Florida?
I'm sorry. The phone is bringing up there. I can't hear you, Mr. Vexash. Is it? Hello?
Hello? What happened? Is Jimmy Walker
okay? I'm trying to tell you now. Is the JD got shot in the face. It's very critical, you know what I mean? He may not live to the boys with the narcotics now. They done the sale there.
Oh.
And they shot the ball in the face.
No, that's terrible.
It's very tragic. He's a touch and go.
What, Buffalo Buck, can you tell us anything about the original Evans versus Evans match?
Well, this is going to be a fantastic match now. Everybody know the two greatest wrestlers on TV today, the Evans boys, are going to be fighting, you know. And Mr. Evans very sad. His son, he's in the hospital here with me now. You know, very sad. A very tragic event.
Is Willona with you? Is Thelma there?
You leave my woman out of this now.
As someone told
you don't know me, I don't know you. Nah, it's my lady.
What about Michael?
Oh, you're not here, Dad. It's very, very tragic.
Where is the militant?
I'm on the road.
Oh, my God.
Maybe he get revenge. Push you in the face. The champion. I don't know.
This is one of the worst. This has got to be some of the worst news we ever had in the history of wrestling.
It's very sad, but very, very tragic.
Shot him in the face.
You stay away from the narcotic, Dad. Yeah.
Of course, man. That's what, you know.
I'll go. It's the Duke. Thank you very much. Yeah.
Oh, that was Buffalo Butt fans. Buffalo Butt from Good Times.
Breaking news, the world's champion, incapacitated, and injured in the hospital. Johnny, this has been a bizarre day, and we haven't even gotten to the Battle Royale.
But
here's the thing, right? This is pay-per-view around the world.
Now, did he mean literally shot in the face?
How can I speak on this? That wasn't even legible. Did you understand what the man was saying? Because I did not.
I'm saying Buffalo Butt's never been able to be trusted.
He's in bed with the Springer Mafia. For all we know, Mr. Big's the trigger man. We have no idea.
That's what I'm thinking.
No, actually, hold on. We saw Mr. Big.
Or someone related.
Yeah, because it could be Tony.
Tony Danza.
Hitman.
Could be Wilkos. He got reinstated.
It's true, since the drunken driving incident.
Buffalo Butt does not have the character of the working man James Evans. I mean, this guy, you can't trust anything.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Duke is okay.
This is the Battle Royale. The winner ascends to day number 2 to face off against the World Television Champion.
And will be fitted for the first pair of magnetic boots.
Now, John, if you look
in the history of wrestling,
we're gonna climb up inside of this helicopter.
Yeah.
And we're gonna try and get a sky view.
Yeah, let's do that.
So bear with us. All right, Johnny, we're inside. We're going out over the crowd
there
now.
It is. All right, guys, bring her up. Strapped in.
Oh, this looks amazing.
Holy shit!
What a fantastic endeavor here.
Look at the view, dude. Hey, look, that's Tattoo still down there. That's got to be Mr. Big. And it's Mr. Big and Tattoo down there. Some kind of crocodiles down here. Oh, my God. Both sides of the canyon. Just people everywhere. We're waving. The lights are going. This is an amazing event. This has got to be the I mean, is this not like the bigs or what, man? I mean, like, seriously, the big leagues. I mean, holy shit, man. Look at this. It's, look how beautiful it is.
No, but speaking on it, like, you can't. We're so high up at this point. Yeah. You don't know that's tattoo. You have no fucking idea what you're saying. You're a tabloid fucking reporter.
No, you're
like,
fucking crazy.
Even in a helicopter. Like, my God, man.
I zoomed in on them from the top of the cliff earlier in the episode.
Look at the beautifulness. The vastness that we're experiencing currently.
My God, man. That's a long fucking way across, dude. God bless
you. Now, I don't know if you're looking. They're wrestling, John, beneath us. That's the whole point of us being up here.
I see Robbie and Kelly have just gotten in here. Dude. Evel Knievel, God bless him, man. You're my hero, Evel. Wherever you're at, brother, God bless. I'll see you soon.
Now, it seems, if I look down there...
God, look how far across this is, man.
That Triple B's already been quote-unquote eliminated because he's leaving the squared circle.
Holy shit.
I mean, we're like seconds into this match.
Oh, my God. The chopper, well, I guess we're...
Hey, can we swing back around to the other side?
Can you take us down lower? Is that... please?
Yeah.
All right, we're
just a little lower.
Going fucking higher, which is confusing.
Holy shit, dude. Well, they've got that steel cable set up for when the rocket goes across.
Look at that! We're really close to it, so it's pretty fucking amazing.
Yeah, this is quite the construction. The masterpiece of... I've never seen anything like this before. And they're using the X1 Skycycle. If anybody knows their Evel Knievel history, this would be the horizontal, the original design that wasn't used. But it will be launching off from the side, from one side of the Snake River, Grand Canyon. And as it goes up, it will connect to the steel cables, which that's why...
Can you bring us like around then, just so I can give, we can give the video feed to the fans out there?
Okay, all right, fair enough. Well, just as close as you can, man.
John, who's the pilot? Who's that fucking... Is that John, is that Wilkos as the pilot?
I don't know. He's got...
Be quiet.
Holy shit. Is it fucking Steve Wilkos? Are you fucking... Dude, we're on my toes, man.
Around the world.
The
TV Dads Wrestling Federation.
Strange mask.
Knievel Fest.
All right, I'm getting text messages. It seems as though Sergeant Shawtank, along with Marita, have both been eliminated from the match below.
Oh, unbelievable.
Now, I saw Triple B leave, so I'm assuming he was also eliminated. But to be truthful, I'm not 100% sure of the situation. But when I look into the ring, I can see seven people remaining. If you count the Gimposaurus, it's a little more.
Yeah, that's and the Gimposaurus has not been...
I see the Gimposaurus and Sergeant Gwynn squaring off in the middle of the ring equally.
Yeah.
And it's a weird, creepy thing.
Yeah,
listen,
yeah.
If you're Steve Wilkos flying this, can you land us, sir? Because I want to do play-by-play and blow-by-blow, if you will.
Whoa, no, Jack! The fuck? Yo, take us down, dude.
We keep going higher. I don't really understand the situation at hand.
What the fuck is this all about?
I don't know if you know this. I'm a card-carrying member of the Bloody Stash Clothing Company.
Man, let's get on the ground first, man.
Hey, man, no sweat, pal. No sweat, man. Just, you know, we're trying to do a job here. That's all. Taking us way, way up there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I
know.
The steel cable. He's got a... He's got to watch the steel cable. Fair enough. Is that fucking Steve Walker?
I feel like it's Steve Walker. Is he even qualified to fly this fucking thing?
I have no fucking idea.
Like, that's weird, right?
We should get the fuck out of here.
Now, what do we do? I don't have a fucking back...
Bring your chutes?
No. I've got nothing.
Fuck, man. I got one of those flying... Oh shit, man.
Oh my God, fans.
Fuck.
We're falling.
We got our wingsuits on.
Out of a goddamn helicopter.
You get that strapped on right, bro. Fuck. Fuck, that's a long way down there.
We're coming in hot, man.
Holy shit. Let's go. Oh shit, man. Oh shit. I always wanted to fly, dude. Holy shit. We.
Oh my God. Kiss the ground. Oh my God.
Oh.
We survived.
Oh my God, dude.
I don't understand.
Look, man, I...
Why? You were taken in that chopper? By the Springer Mafia.
Yeah.
But my God.
Yeah, give us a couple waters, man.
We got the wireless mic.
Oh, shit.
We're still going live around the world.
Holy shit.
We're now on the ground. I can see everything.
That was a long way down, dude. I'm just glad we didn't land in that fucking gator-infested waters with the tattoo down there. I can't believe we made it.
I can't believe we're alive.
Why didn't you tell me that was fucking Wilco's pilot?
I fucking did tell you, goddammit.
You didn't thought until we were already above the fucking steel cable for the rocket match, and you didn't know before we got on there. You're the one that booked the freaking helicopter flight.
I know I did, God. I'm sorry. I fucked up there.
You can't trust that bastard. Anyway, look, it's okay, bud.
You know, we're supposed to be doing play-by-fucking-play, but we're gonna get fired. Because we're gonna fucking helicopter,
God.
And we fucking... Dude, we just dove into a crockett Grand Canyon, like fucking... Like, King Evil himself, goddammit!
I know. God bless him, man.
Oh, this is bad there.
Can you imagine what it was like for him to try and go...
John,
in?
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Try to focus. We have to call the match.
I'm trying, buddy. I'm trying to get out of my flying squirrel suit.
The Gimpasaurus has seemed to have been eliminated and broken into dozens of pieces on the floor before us.
Yeah.
Bo Duke, along with Cleaver, have teamed up against Gwyn, which is crazy to me. I didn't think there'd be like an allegiance.
Yeah, yeah.
They're trying to get rid of Gwyn.
That's crazy.
Ricky Ricardo is still in the match. Him along with John Goodman have teamed up against Foxworthy.
The living dream. The Velvet One. Now, how is the Velvet One faring here? Seems to be
holding
his own.
He was doing, I don't know, because we're going through some colorful shit of our own.
Yeah. Yeah, but
he's bleeding, and I got to tell you, John Goodman's fucking ripping him apart right now.
Oh, yeah, the bionic elbows are everywhere. Bionic elbows all around. I can see him lifting.
Ricky Ricardo and John Goodman just destroying Jeff
Foxworthy. I'm
sorry, man,
I'm parched after that. That was crazy. You know what we just did? Oh, my God, man.
Jeff Foxworthy kicks the living dream. John Goodman over the top rope, eliminated, hits the floor. Oh, my good. John Goodman is out of the match.
Unbelievable. Oh, no, the fans let him. They're not very happy about
that.
I'm
so fucked up,
man. I know.
I'm so fucked up.
I know, bro. I know.
I did skydiving once, but that was fucking surreal.
Well, yeah, but you did it. You knew you were going to be doing it, right? We didn't know we had to jump out of the fucking plane because...
How cool was it to have those fucking suits? Why would you have those goddamn suits?
Because it's the closest thing to flying. When I was a little kid, I wanted to fly. You know, what every kid does, right?
The fact that you're such a goddamn weirdo just saved our lives. You're a tabloid reporter. I guess you've jumped out of a lot of planes.
You
I
got
don't
a flying squirrel suit, though, now.
It worked.
You never know when anybody's
coming in. I didn't
believe
you. I didn't think it was going to work out.
Well, we didn't have a
shocking.
Choice. I'm just happy we made it to one side of the cliff here, and... dude, this is fucking bizarre.
I'm so upset. I'm so freaked out.
God.
My heart is still beating.
Why?
It's just a weird, weird situation.
Oh, absolutely, bro. It's just, it's bizarre, dude. I might need to take a commercial break, brother.
Here's the thing. No commercials. Live television.
Holy
around the
shit.
World.
Well,
pay-per-view event.
If I start hurling,
no, if you got to go puke or something, I can finish the play-by-play.
If I got to blow chunks, dude, I mean, you know. We just
Ricky Ricardo and John Goodman are now squaring off against each other. I'm sorry, I said that incorrectly. It's Jeff Foxworthy and Ricky Ricardo.
I'm good. Hold on.
Squaring off against each other. You're disgusting, Johnny Zero.
Well, what the fuck? We just
you're fucking
how many thousands of feet up?
Do you
just
smell
jump?
That now? Now we're stuck here. Our tower is up there. I can't even get to it.
Stop it! I just puked over the side of Snake River Canyon. It's not even on there. Holy shit, and they're snapping. There's crocodiles and gators down there snapping at it. Man.
Ricky Ricardo has just successfully eliminated Jeff Foxworthy with a 3 count in the center of the ring.
Oh, unbelievable.
Jeff Foxworthy is now out of the Battle Royale.
No shit. The Velvet One has been eliminated.
Ricky Ricardo.
Ricky.
Bo Duke.
Yes.
The Cleaver. And Sergeant Gwyn.
Yes, the giant thespian. The giant of wrestling, Sergeant Gwyn. This man has an incredible, colorful career. Fans, as you know, he started off refusing to take the name Herman Munster. It's become the thespian. He was at one time the judge of our...
I remember that. Yeah definitely. Definitely.
He's using that to parlay it into... I mean, he's taken out Gomez and Grandpa Munster, which I do understand that one.
Single-handedly.
Yeah.
Violence for the sake of violence.
Sure. He's got the jackal, the drooling jackal of wrestling, Barney Fife, you know, next to him at
you
all times.
You really don't like Mr. Fife, do you? Fife the Knife.
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, well, dude, who the hell does that to Grandpa Munster, man? Or Gomez, for that matter. I mean, like, he went in there with the Dobermans, took the Dobermans on him. They bit out part of, you know, Al and Grandpa and Gomez's their ankles. And it's
now,
just horrible, man.
I don't know if you're watching, but Sergeant Gwynn has picked up the cleaver and is using him as a weapon. A weapon against Bo Duke and Ricky Ricardo.
Unbelievable. The Ayatollah of Bipolar.
Now, I believe they've kind of formed some kind of cobbled together partnership.
Yeah, some kind of weird alliance, yeah.
Because, you know, it's heels versus the faces, really.
Yeah, but in a battle royale, it's
but
a little
Bo
different.
Duke is still standing. He's a bloody mess, but he's in the middle of the ring.
Yeah. He's one of the best wrestlers in the world.
Oh, Ricky Ricardo over the top rope. He has been eliminated. Ricardo has been eliminated.
I thought Ricardo was going to win.
He was a favorite. I'll give you that. I didn't think he'd win, definitively, but he was a favorite. He's a landscaper, John. He's beneath this,
oh,
really.
Oh, stop.
At the end of the day, the man just cuts lawns. He's a bad person.
So there's nothing wrong with that, man.
Sergeant
honest day's work Wynn is an honest day's work, man.
And the Cleaver are now facing off against Bo Duke and just taking turns in the center of the squared circle.
Holy shit. Here we go. And they had a match down in the shady Grady from Haiti.
Yes. Yes, they did.
And it was too much blood on the ring for either of them to get a footing.
Always is.
Yeah.
Grady's a fucking lowlife. Let's speak the truth between us. I gotta tell you, I'm living a new day.
Yeah.
I survived jumping out of a goddamn helicopter above fucking Snake Canyon.
Yeah.
Fuck them. It turns the volume down, if you will. I'm going to call a spade, if you will.
Yeah.
Fuck you. I have no love for the supreme ruler and his fucking henchmen.
Yeah.
They can suck my penis.
Yeah.
I don't need this in my life.
Yeah.
It's an awful situation.
I agree.
John, they tried to kill us. I mean, is it the mafia technique to try and silence the truth? I don't know.
I don't know. I couldn't see. I just assumed it was the... Well, I guess...
We are now
separated. I presume that the pilot was you know... official TV Dad Wrestling Federation.
Good assumption.
You know, but he did have goggles and the mask.
I'm grateful that you're taking the fault for fucking us up and putting us on this helicopter.
Thank you for recognizing it's your shortcoming. I don't fucking care whose shortcoming it is. It's not about shortcomings. The fact is, we jumped out. Was it 10,000 feet?
I don't know, but it was fucking scary. I can't hang out that high. I can't count.
And we're lucky. We're lucky. Our flying squirrel suits. Our wingsuits didn't get caught on the steel cable.
Well, there's an understatement.
And you know, they're loading in, as you can see over to our right, they're also loading in the X2 Sky Rocket Cycle, which I believe Kelly and Robbie Knievel will be going across the canyon at the same time as the wrestling match in tribute to their father. As we have, they have drilled in the TV Dad Wrestling-a-tron. Screen. This is just amazing. It's like being at a drive-in movie theater on two different sides. The place is packed.
It is massive. There's hundreds
tents.
Of thousands of people
hey,
here. I don't even know how you would pay for admission. I don't understand how security is being worked. Obviously, security is very
beautiful
lax.
Women.
We had attempted murder in our lives. It's been a very tremendous, upsetting morning.
The Duke
of Chicago got shot in the face.
Yeah, I want to get more details on that.
You know, Buffalo Butt just is indiscernible, and I don't even know if that should be our source in the future. I'm not even...
Yeah, something... I don't know. Like, maybe we should probably go check on him. I'm sorry. We just 10,000 feet. Is that what we did?
Johnny Zero. Now, unfortunately, our direction has been taken away. If you look in the squared circle, Sergeant Gwynn has picked up Bo Duke above his head, and he's walking him to throw him over the top rope. Danny Triple B Bonaducci comes in under the bottom rope, drop kicks Sergeant Gwynn, drops Bo Duke, Gwynn over the top rope, and now it's Triple B and a bloody cleaver in the center of the ring.
Oh, shit.
Now, to be official, perhaps Triple B was never actually eliminated and jumped under the bottom rope and went back to the dressing room quarters.
It's a brilliant move. To hide under the ring?
He didn't hide. He went back to the dressing room. I assumed when we had seen him from the helicopter that he had already been eliminated.
Yeah, that is true. Now, do you have footage of how that played out? I mean, was he pinned or was he submitted?
Slid himself under the bottom rope and went to the back door area, so he was never eliminated. If you don't go over the top rope,
and touch the floor,
and you don't submit, you're still in the match.
Exactly.
Cleaver's a bloody mess, and Triple B is going to work on him as we speak. The crowd is going wild. My goodness, yeah. I want
to
say.
You know, I don't mean to be selfish, buddy, but is there footage? Were you filming us coming down?
No. I don't know where my cell phone is. I don't know where the TV championship belt is. I don't know where anything is right now.
Guys, if you have any footage of us, I don't ask. Yeah, I don't ask for, you know, much. We don't ask you guys for much often, but if you have any footage of that from either side of the cliffs here at the Snake Canyon, I'd like to have that, at least a shot, wouldn't you?
No, I don't want to relive that moment. I don't want to think
about
it.
Hell, we flew, man. We were flying.
We were falling is what we were doing. Now, thank God you brought these fucking suits or we would have been curtains.
You're fucking right, dude. It's the fucking...
My God, day one has been a travesty, if you will. I don't even understand how to recap it at all. It's just been amazing.
It's just been...
We've been here for 5 hours.
It's insane.
It's been a complete mayhem.
And there's even matches going on the other side.
We can't see from this vantage point.
Yeah, we can't see from this vantage point.
We were up higher previously.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. There's something involving the Lost Cunningham. From here, can you see that?
I can't see anything. The broadcast booth
is
way up.
I know
that's
Grady over there because I can see the voodoo... You know, the smoke on his voodoo staff.
It's kind of like if you go to a modern concert, there's several stages going simultaneously.
Yes.
There's several wrestling matches. The main event, obviously, is the Battle Royale before us. And I got to be honest, Bonaducci is definitely destroying the Cleaver as we speak.
Yeah. Yep. Yes, she is. The Ayatollah of Bipolar.
And he hooks the leg, and John, 1, 2, 3, Johnny Zero. What?
The winner of the Battle Royale, Triple B.
Bonaducci. Okay, now they're lowering him down. The magnetic boots. For the first time in the history of professional sports fans, they are lowering in. He's being fitted for magnetic boots to go up on the Evel Knievel X1 Sky Cycle. This has never been done in history before. Very dangerous match. That's a brave man.
That's an understatement, sir.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, we just dove thousands of feet. We understand now what they're getting themselves into.
I mean, who knows the way things turn out. Maybe he might even have them by the time the third day comes. But for right now, he's going up. He's going up in the cycle, man.
Now, tomorrow night, he puts those boots up against Mike Brady tomorrow night.
Yes.
And he tries to get his hands on the World Television Championship.
Absolutely. His, you know, much maligned feelings about his deserved World Television Champion. I mean,
no way he's going to win. Brady's going to decimate him.
Well, he got beat by a guy who tattoos a stash
on his face.
Tattooed a tattoo stash.
You and I were there, and we did try to speak between us. We felt that it was an illegal match, that it probably shouldn't have been legal in any capacity. It shouldn't have been recognized.
Yo, did you hear that?
I did not.
What the fuck? That was just tattoo. You see him go by? He's making fun of us.
Well, we were in a helicopter, so clearly the plane is not our situation.
Well, I'm telling you, that's what he just rolled by and said. He was making fun of us. Somebody must be footage of it. Anyway, I would like to see that. But, oh, my God. And to do it at nighttime as well?
We survived.
Dude, I know.
I'm a little freaked out. I'm not going to lie to you.
Holy shit. As soon as
we're done with our broadcast, I'm going to go back to the hotel and crawl up in a ball and cry myself to sleep.
Yeah, you might be fetal position tonight.
Food will taste better, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
Sex will feel better. We've survived
a
deadly encounter with the Springer Mafia.
Look, man, and the fucking, man, I kissed the fucking ground, dude. That was fucking insane. Dude, I wouldn't mind doing that, like, had we known the plan for it.
No, I know that you own the suit and shit, but I'm going to mind doing that.
You hold on one.
I really messed up my suit, for real. Like, these are tailored suits. Like, I'm a fucking mess now. I'm dirty. I don't understand what's happening.
Well, it's the closest thing you can come to flying in real life. But the thing is, I didn't know that was Wilco's in that copter, and we both of us should have checked that better. Holy shit, man. You know, especially at night like this, with all the spotlights on.
Johnny Zero, I gotta tell you, it's been a weird, colorful situation. Here we are. We're at the end of day one of the 3-day Knievel Fest. I'm exhausted. I'm freaked out. My pants are ripped up. I'm all dirty. I got shit all over my face.
Hey, man, you did it. You did it. You're wearing it well, brother. We made it, man.
Bonaducci advances. He moves on. He's going to face Mr. Brady.
Fuck, dude.
Which is madness, to say the least.
I thought we were going to get caught on one of them steel cables going across, man. Holy shit.
Now, we didn't see the chopper come down. For all I know, it exploded somewhere on the other side of the canyon. Maybe Wilkos is no longer with us. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Yeah.
I gotta tell you, I don't care.
Do we have any like slow-mo footage of us or anything like that that we
you
can...
You keep asking the same goddamn question.
Well, I just got it. Got an email. I want to see that, man.
Oh, my God. I never want to see it again. I'm just happy that we survived. That's all I care about.
Well, that's what's most important.
Ladies and gentlemen, this has been the TV Dads Wrestling Podcast. My name is Vex X. This is Johnny Zero.
The People Zero.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are available on the Podbean application on your phone and the Loud and Loaded Network under Podbean.
Absolutely. And if you guys are coming out to the canyon, both sides, there really isn't a better side. Both of them, it's just amazing. There's so many people here. We've seen celebrities. We've seen, it's awesome.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to see you at day 2. Thank you so much.